Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I guess the one thing that almost everyone from around the country seems to be able to agree on in their campaign ads this year, that New York City is synonymous with bad. That's according to David Chen, the City Hall Bureau Chief for the New York Times, who found more than 200 examples nationwide of candidates tying their opponent to Wall Street and New York greed imagery in political ads. We're going to play some audio from some of those ads right now. You can also see some on our politics website. It's a freecountry.org. Is New York City's image taking an unfair hit, mostly because of the financial industry? David Chen, welcome back to WNYC. Hi.
Hey, Brian. Good to be back.
I want to start by running through some of the more aggressive anti-New York ads that you curated for the Times. Let's start with a spot targeting Jim Marshall, a Democrat from Georgia. Do you want to set up the images in play here a little bit before we hear the audio?
Sure. It's one of the more creative ads of the year, arguably, in that it opens with a shot of Mr. Marshall in cartoon character, I guess, hopping into a red convertible in Macon, Georgia, and then it proceeds to show him driving up a map of the Eastern Seaboard, picking up Nancy Pelosi in Washington, and then driving up through to New York City, where they sort of take in a view of the skyline. And they start to celebrate. Their arms are moving around. And then all of a sudden you see them on Wall Street showered with confetti and money as if they were at a ticker tape parade. And then they end up sort of snuggling in Times Square. And you notice that Ms. Pelosi's position in the car seat has moved much closer to Marshall, therefore suggesting that they are two peas in a red convertible pod, I guess.
And let's hear what that red convertible pod sounds like.
He went to Washington, where he met Nancy Pelosi. Jim voted with her almost 90% of the time. He even voted with her on the Wall Street bailout, and then collected thousands from the same Wall Street banks he helped out. Jim Marshall, voting with Pelosi, looking out for Wall Street instead of Main Street. The National Republican Congressional Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So Pelosi, Wall Street, greed, is it a New York thing? I mean, in a way, Wall Street is, of course, it's very New York, but it's also separate from a lot of what else we think of as New York.
Yeah, I mean, New York is suffering because of location, I guess, right? In that a lot of people still from outside of the area still associate Wall Street with the city, and so the city has sort of gotten sucked into some of the imagery, though rarely directly attacked in a way that, say, Washington is. You know, there's still sort of guilt by association, or, you know, in a way you can almost say that New York is kind of like an unindicted co-conspirator when it comes to the general anger that many people from around the country feel towards Wall Street and bailouts and TARP and all those things.
And New York isn't always portrayed all that sympathetically in popular culture. And generally, we've done shows here about the movie industry making hay over many years with images of a blighted Gotham version of New York City and other sort of versions of New York City hell. So what's going to be different about these free association ads with New York equaling greed?
Well, I guess what some people tell us is that it can sort of reinforce the notion that the city is a place where there are hucksters who are out for themselves and drive around in fancy cars and don't have the interests of the rest of the country at heart. And even though it's hard to imagine that it would dissuade people from visiting the city in terms of tourism, it does sort of plant a seed of doubt about anything to do with the city or reinforce stereotypes. And as you said before, of course, New York City is frequently caricatured in popular culture. But at the same time, at least in the political world, there had been a bit of a moratorium, if you will, on anything that was outwardly critical of the city after 9/11. There were certainly Max Cleland, former senator from Georgia, read a poem in one of his ads in the 2002 Senate race, which he lost. And then people may not remember, but John Corzine was governor of New Jersey for a few years. And when he first ran in 05, he played up his Wall Street connections as a sign of experience and real business know-how. So these things will ebb and flow. But right now, yeah. the city is not.
Isn't that interesting?
Even
in just 2005 was when Corzine was running and playing up his former CEO of Goldman Sachs background as a sign of competence. Now, of course, that signifies something else out in the culture. So let's hear another spot attacking Matt Dehaney from the Bill Owens campaign. He's the Democrat running in the Adirondacks. This one isn't even from that far afield. That means it's New York State. But again, before we play the audio, tell us what the beginning of this video ad looks like.
Well, the opening shot features a photograph of Matt Doheny's former apartment on East 34th Street. And there's actually a little arrow that points to the building. I assume it's his building, and it says Matt Doheny's apartment. And then it sort of flashes a postcard, if you will, of his address, highlighting New York, in yellow marker, and it sort of gives you the impression that he's kind of not to be trusted, because it sort of suggests that he's a carpetbagger who moved upstate, you know, after living and working and breathing, you know, in New York and working on Wall Street, and then proceeds to sort of mix in a whole bunch of images of Wall Street, of traders, and sort of wraps up with a shot of the Merrill Lynch bull, which is also a symbol that Owens uses in other ads to criticize Doheny and his Wall Street ties.
So let's hear a little bit of what that campaign commercial sounds like.
I'm Bill Owens, and I approved this message.
Matt Doheny moved here from New York City to run for Congress. So what don't we know about Matt Doheny? As a Wall Street investment banker, Matt Doheny restructured Adelphia Communications. Top executives got $35 million in bonuses, while he laid off 500 American workers. No wonder Matt Doheny signed a pledge to protect tax breaks for companies that send jobs overseas. That's the way they do it on Wall Street.
And we're talking with David Chen, City Hall Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Maybe you saw his story the other day about how hundreds of campaign commercials around the country are making New York the villain. And this is kind of a bipartisan thing. We thought it'd be interesting to bring David on the air since we could play the audio of some of those campaign commercials and bring it off the page of the New York Times and onto the air. And we've linked to some of those spots that we're discussing at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or on our politics website. It's a freecountry.org. And you know what's interesting to me? I mean, there was a Democrat in that ad attacking a Republican for having ties to Wall Street. This is in the famous New York 23, way upstate in the Adirondacks, that was so contested when there was a special election there last year. And now this race is back in play. It's very contested. It's a formerly long-term Republican district. The Democrats won it in that special election. They're trying to hold on to it. But isn't it the Republican argument, usually, that Wall Street is being overregulated by the Obama administration, that the Obama administration and the Democratic Congress are tying the hands of Wall Street with all these new rules and regulations in the financial reform bill? And yet there's a Republican, and you give us other examples of it as well, of Republicans running against Democrats using the Wall Street imagery. I'm not sure I totally get it.
Well, you're probably not alone, because I think this year we've seen candidates from both parties sort of grasping at the same kinds of straws, regardless of whether, you know, they are blue or red straws, if you will. That's why you see Republicans going after Democrats for voting for the bailouts of the bank bailout and the auto bailout, and sort of throwing in some Wall Street imagery. And that's why you also see Democrats going after Republicans and reinforcing the stereotype of them being sort of greedy fat cats who are too cozy, you know, with the top executives. So you, that's why you also generally see pictures of cigar-filled rooms and you know, people sipping white wine in Democratic ads. What's interesting about the ad you just played is that that ad also touches on a subject that has been prevalent in other Democratic ads, attack ads around the country, and that's the issue of trade and outsourcing and tax breaks. And so the Democrats are trying to tie Republicans to sort of the sense that they generally are opposed to closing corporate tax loopholes, and so you know, you can see in a year in which a lot of Democrats sort of tout their voting record with John Boehner, and actually Bill Owens is one of them. I think he boasts in his most recent ad that he voted with Boehner 65% of the time. It's maybe not a surprise that the uniforms are hard to distinguish.
And the visual imagery that you described before in that spot, starting with the address, that's going to creep out a lot of New York City residents. Like, ooh, it's evil to even live on East 34th Street, to even live in Manhattan. Before we get, you know, to the Wall Street part, ooh, this guy is from New York City. That's bad.
Yeah, I mean, that is by highlighting the New York part, that certainly makes you wonder what kind of message they are sending, and also just the general emphasis on the fact that he is a carpetbagger, which is a very classic sort of attack line, as someone who's not sort of, you know, not fully invested in the community and doesn't know the community and is from a different place. And so, this, of course, has been seen in the past in presidential and other races, in Senate races, you know, Hillary Clinton and the carpetbagging accusation and whatnot. But still, I mean, it's pretty interesting to see this happening, you know, not that far away, a couple hours, you know, a few hours drive away.
Here's another spot. This one attacks Bill Schuette, a Republican candidate for attorney general in the state of Michigan. Seems pretty far afield. This isn't even a congressional race, but an attorney general race in Michigan. Democrat attacking Republican. Set up the visual of this before we play the audio.
Well, the visual of this it shows Mr. Schuette sort of standing. It's a cutout of him standing in front of Wall Street on the street. He's holding this little pennant, blue pennant, which says Goldman Sachs, and he's wearing a T-shirt which says "I Heart Wall Street." And then it sort of proceeds to show an image of three very satisfied-looking bankers walking out of a building, which we know to be 85 Broad, which is the home of Goldman Sachs, but I guess to the average viewer in Michigan, just looks like, you know, a big menacing skyscraper. And then the ad sort of proceeds to show a photo of a laughing Wall Street executive holding a wad of cash, as the sound of a cash register sort of, you know, is heard in the background, and they begin to rattle off names of firms that have been Schuette's, have given money to Schuette in terms of campaign contributions, and they show some folks in a revolving door, and they then highlight names like Merrill Lynch and Goldman Sachs.
And let's listen to that.
Bill Schuette, Wall Street's candidate for attorney general. Schuette has been Wall Street's best friend for decades, taking money from Wall Street's greedy corporate CEOs, bankers, and their employees. Money from firms like Merrill Lynch, Shearson Lehman, Morgan Stanley, and even Goldman Sachs that helped to protect Wall Street and not consumers. Bill Schuette, protecting Wall Street banks over consumers. Whose side is he really on? Bill Schuette, on duty for Wall Street, not for us.
All right. Again, pretty amazing that that's relevant in a race for Michigan Attorney General. Is there any metric in play here, like the further you get from New York City, the more something in these ads?
Not Necessarily. I mean, they've popped up in a lot of races all over the country. There's no real discernible pattern in terms of geography. By contrast, for example, a lot of the ads that focus on the outsourcing and trade issues, which I just referred to a minute ago, are played a lot in the Rust Belt. But here, you know, you have that ad from Georgia, you've got Michigan, you've got other ads in California, and so it seems to be pretty universal. The other thing that's interesting about this ad is that in talking about Goldman Sachs, which of course has been cast as sort of public enemy number one, it also mentions that even its employees have given money to this guy, and that sort of, you know, elevates the ad, if you will, to include people who live and work in the New York area.
It used to be, I think, that when New York was demonized in political commercials around the country, that the target was poor people, black people, immigrants, people on welfare, New York arts decadence as seen from outside, New York liberalism in general. I mean, all of that is so detached from Wall Street that that it's kind of funny that this becomes the dominant New York imagery in this political season. Is it all Wall Street, Wall Street, Wall Street, or do some of those old, perennial attacks on New York as liberal, poor, and dark also come into play at all?
I haven't seen any evidence of that, in the hundreds of commercials I've watched this election cycle. Interestingly, where you do see a little bit of that in terms of an attack on sort of liberal values is in the half dozen or so ads that have mentioned San Francisco and Nancy Pelosi's hometown, of course. There's one ad which is actually it's actually made by Jim Marshall, the Democrat from Georgia, who was parodied driving up in the convertible.
Right in the first spot we heard.
That's right. And that shows his ad sort of shows that he's trying to demonstrate that he is not a Nancy Pelosi kind of Democrat, and it shows an image of hippies at first sort of cavorting on screen, and before he sort of says that I'm not from Nancy Pelosi, and there are other ads that sort of feature shots of the Golden Gate Bridge, and they talk about how this person has San Francisco values or is too liberal for this particular district. So those kinds of sort of more ideological or more political kinds of left-right divides are a little more obvious for San Francisco. But, in due course, I'm sure it'll come back to hit New York as well.
I guess over time it will. It is true. We see these spots all the time this year that say candidate X believes in Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco values, while New York just gets to become all about Gordon Gekko for this political year. Well, really interesting stuff. Again, listeners, you can see these ads. We have links on our website to some of the campaign commercials from around the country for Democrats and Republicans that demonize New York City, mostly via demonizing Wall Street. David Chen collected, collated, and curated them for the New York Times. He had that article in the paper the other day about this, and he's the City Hall Bureau Chief for the Times. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our next guest, Cornel West. Stay with us.